Yes, a lot of times they do come green, to help you find them amongst your plants. You can also keep a mailbox in your garden for easy tool storage.
I like the mailbox idea.
I really like that, too.
You know, your clippers and your little shovel and your...
Yeah, your little claw. Yeah, I like that.
Why do handles come in green, though, for gardening tools? That's kind of...
I guess because it's nice and greeny looking, and people feel all happy that it's green, because it's green for the garden.
Green garden.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it just blends in.
It does. So, yeah, get out that orange spray paint, that safety paint, and get busy with it.
Make them day glow.
Mm-hmm.
Paint the handles of your garden tools in a bright... Oh, you did
we
that.
We just did that.
Like vining vegetables but don't have the room, train your melon, squash, and cucumbers onto a vertical trellis or fence. Saves space and looks pretty, too. Now, but you have to have a substantial trellis if you're doing, like, a melon, because melons can get pretty heavy.
They can get very heavy, and it is good to get them off the ground. Pumpkins, same thing. You're going to need a very strong trellis that's going to be anchored in, or a nice arch. The arches usually have are a little bit stronger. Garden vegetables that become overripe are an easy target for some pests. Remove them as soon as possible to avoid detection.
Pest detection. Oh, I'm going to put that over there. Onions are ready to harvest when the tops have fallen over. Let the soil dry out, harvest, and store in a warm, dry, dark place until the tops dry. Cut off the foliage down to an inch, then store in a cool, dry area. You know, what we used to do when I was a kid, and I know this was pretty common, was you did the onion braids.
Yeah.
You would braid them into long onion.
Yeah, you take strands of jute and make a loop, and then you'd
just have braid your onions into your braid.
Exactly.
Your jute braid.
Yeah, and to hang them up. We'd actually put them out on, was it metal crates? We had metal.
We did. We put like airspace. Yeah, we put like these crates or a screen out where they could dry on a drying rack, and then we would, you know, we don't even really cut off the ends. We would just kind of just braid them in.
Yeah, we'd just braid the ends in. That was how we did it. Keep dirt off lettuce and cabbage leaves when growing by spreading 1 to 2 inches layer of mulch, untreated by pesticides or fertilizers, around each plant. This is also helps keep the weeds down.
Now, don't get that regular pine mulch you get at the
that would not be good for your garden at all.
Hardware box store. Don't put pine
mulch. No.
Into
your
garden.
No
pine bark in your garden. That's bad for your soil. Bad. They should have put that in there.
They should really explain what they mean by mulch. We actually mean like
straw.
Straw. Straw's good. How about just change that word to straw? It'll be fine.
Because it appears later in the story, so...
That's right.
When planting a flower or vegetable transplant, deposit a handful of compost into each hole. Compost will provide transplants with an extra boost that lasts throughout the growing season.
Insects can't stand plants such as garlic, onions, chives, and chrysanthemums. Grow these plants around the garden to help repel insects, and you know I do, so...
Yeah, you do that.
I do.
Healthy soil means healthy plants that are better able to resist pests and disease, reducing the need for harmful pesticides. Try a soil test kit from the local garden center to find out what amendments your soil might need.
That's right. Another reason to use natural organic fertilizers and soil amendments. Earthworms love them. Earthworms are extremely beneficial in the vegetable garden, increasing airspace in the soil and leaving behind worm casings. Do what you can to encourage earthworms in your soil.
Love those earthworms.
Oh, I think this one's also
mine. Oh, this is also yours. Yeah, you get that one.
Diatomaceous earth makes an excellent organic insecticide. It is an abrasive white powder used to damage the cuticle, skin, and joints of insects.
That's nasty.
It also makes an excellent slug barrier. It's actually the number one way to keep slugs.
Out of your garden?
Mm-hmm. And out of your greenhouse, believe it or not, because I do get a slug problem in there from time to time.
Well, where do you put the earth?
I put it around and on the plants. But do always wear a nice mask. Wear some PPE because diatomaceous earth is not great for your airway.
What is it?
It's basically crushed. It's basically tiny fossilized sea creatures crushed.
Oh,
yeah, it's weird. It also is meant to. It's good for other things. You can look up a whole range of uses, but you know, always remember your airway is very important. Protect it,
as we are now.
Yes.
Healthy soil means a thriving population of microbes, earthworms, and other organisms. A soil that has good tilth will produce robust garden plants that are better able to resist pests and disease,
and possibly your pets as well. Depends on the type of pet you have. A simple 5% increase in organic material, compost, quadruples the soil's ability to store water. And again, by compost, we mean things like chopped leaves or straw.
I just thought that was interesting that that's how much it quadruples the ability of soil to hold water.
Yeah, which is really important. So you want to work that in the spring while things are still moist out. And if you get a drought over summer, it's not going to be as catastrophic.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Milk jugs, soda bottles, and other plastic containers make great mini covers to place over your plants and protect them from the frost.
Yes. That's been around for a long time. Oh, this one sounds easy peasy. For easy peas, start them indoors. The germination rate is far better, and the seedlings will be healthier and better able to fight off pests and disease.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. I've never tried that.
And I am a pea lover.
I know how much you love peas.
When transplanting tomatoes, cover the stem with soil all the way up to the first set of leaves. This greatly encourages root growth, making a stronger, healthier plant.
That's right. Hill those guys. Plants will do best if they are well-suited to your growing area. Take some time to read up and choose plants accordingly. Herndon County is in a USDA hardiness zone of 6, I believe. Look for plant tags and seed packets that include this zone to maximize your season.
Keep garden vegetables from getting dirty by spreading a 1 to 2 inch layer of mulch untreated by pesticides or... straw.
Yes.
Untreated by pesticides or fertilizers around each plant. This will also help keep the weeds down.
It will. So lots of straw. We're big believers in straw. Water your garden in the early morning to conserve moisture loss and help avoid powdery mildew and other fungal diseases that often spread at high humidity levels.
I used to do that.
I know you did.
And get up before work.
The good old days.
If you're short on space, garlics, leeks, and shallots make excellent container plants. They tend to have few insect or disease problems and don't require much room for roots.
That is interesting. I never thought about that because I try to grow shallots in the garden, and it can be difficult. We have clay soil here. It really hems them in, so I'm thinking I might try that one.
I think that's a cool thing to try. I think I would like to try that too. Yeah. Throw in a few tries for good measure.
And why not? Why not? Overwatering is worse than underwatering. It is easier to revive a dry plant than to dry out drowned roots. Well, sometimes Mother Nature doesn't give us a choice on that one, but yeah.
If it's getting cold and you have tomatoes still ripening on the vine, save your tomatoes. Pull the plants up and bring them inside to a warm, dry place. Hang them up, and tomatoes will ripen on the vine, so you can have your own vine-ripened tomatoes.
Tomatoes, like they have in the supermarkets, well, those little clusters.
I remember the old thing, and I tried it one winter many moons ago, that you wrap the green tomato, you take it off right before frost, and you take the green tomato, and you wrap it in the newspaper, and you stick it, like, in a bushel basket, and then you stick it in a cool but dry place.
Mm-hmm.
And they ripen slowly.
Yes, that is one way to get it done. You could also just enjoy the green tomato as well.
You could.
And that's one way to go about it. But I do like that vine ripening thing. Some vegetables actually become better at a first frost, including kale, cabbage, parsnips, carrots, and Brussels sprouts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. This brings us actually...
I think we need to take a little break. How about we take a little mini break, and we'll be right back after these announcements.
Awesome.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, we're back on the Random Walk tonight.
Yeah, and we're back to our a segment we've just started calling, because we seem to be doing stories every week about this topic. We call it Space Case, and I can't take credit for that. Victoria is the one who named it that.
And it was getting a little punchy while writing a script, and there we were. It seemed like we had an awful lot of them. So it's just another file for the Space Case.
All right. Well, Victoria, read on.
Thank you. It's time for an Ingenuity update. We talked about that last week. So work progresses towards Ingenuity's first flight on Mars, as reported by NASA.gov website. The Ingenuity team has identified a software solution for the command sequence issue identified on Sol 49, or April 9th, during a planned high-speed spin-up test of the helicopter's rotors. Over the weekend, the team considered and tested multiple potential solutions to this issue, concluding that minor modifications and reinstallation of Ingenuity's flight control software is the most robust path forward.
So basically rebooting.
Rebooting it.
Rebooting the drone.
Reloading the software. Reboot it and reload it. Mm-hmm. Rebooting. Yep. This software update will modify the process. Don't you hate it when your computer gets software updates and then suddenly it doesn't work very well?
Yeah.
You're like, oh no, now I have to reboot my computer and I have 2 minutes before I go into this Zoom meeting.
So
what
now
do I
what
do?
Happens on two planets instead of one.
Exactly. Hey. This software update will modify the process by which the two flight controllers boot up, allowing the hardware and software to safely transition to the flight state. Modifications to the flight software are being independently viewed and validated today and tomorrow in test beds at JPL. While the development of the new software change is straightforward, the process of validating it and completing its uplink to Ingenuity will take some time. So once again, got to reboot. A detailed timeline for rescheduling the high-speed spin-up test and the first flight is still in process. The process of updating Ingenuity's flight control software will follow established processes for validation with careful and deliberate steps to move the new software through the rover to the base station and then to the helicopter. Immediate milestones include diagnose the issue and develop potential solutions, develop, validate, and upload software, load flight software onto flight controllers, boost Ingenuity on new flight software. Once we have passed these milestones, we will prepare Ingenuity for its first flight, which will take several Sols or Mars days. That's how they... Yeah, Sols. It's S-O-L-S, so it's for the sun to return in the sky. Sol. I kind of like it. Our best estimate of target flight date is fluid right now, but we are working towards achieving these milestones and will set a flight date next week. We are confident in the team's ability to work through this challenge and prepare for Ingenuity's historic first controlled powered flight on another planet, stated NASA. Ingenuity continues to be healthy on the surface of Mars, they continued. Critical functions such as power communications and thermal control are stable. It is not unexpected for a technology demonstration like this to encounter challenges that need to be worked in real time. The high-risk, high-reward approach we have taken to the first powered, controlled flight on another planet allows us to push the performance envelope in ways we could not with a mission designed to last for years, such as Perseverance. In the meantime, while the engineering team does its work, Perseverance will continue to do science with its suite of instruments and is gearing up for a test of the MOXIE technology demonstration. So we'll have to
whatever that is.
Find out more about MOXIE maybe
MOXIE
coming next week.
The next installment of Space Case.
Yep.
All right. Well, a little bit of pop culture for you that has kind of a little local flair, not Huntington County, but across the river. So let's talk about it.
Sure.
According to Deadline, there is an animated movie based on Peeps Candy in the works. Yes, you heard it correctly. Peeps Candy.
Well, there was an Emoji movie. There was the Angry Birds movie. This just...
That's Peeps.
Feels natural.
That marshmallowy treat.
That's right.
The famed Easter candy Peeps is being turned into an animated feature film from the producers Chris and Mark Holder of Wonder Street. Deadline has learned that Wonder Street has acquired the film TV rights to the marshmallow candies, with the feature billed as being the spirit of Trolls meets Smurf.
So that's Smurfs.
Is that how they kind of like pitched it? It's kind of like it's with Peeps marshmallowy characters.
And it's kind of like the Trolls, and Justin Timberlake will sing the theme song, maybe, if we're really lucky, and yeah.
Anyway, it will follow a ragtag group of Peeps characters. That kind of like, right there, so, just thrills me. Ragtag group.
Ragtag.
Who set out on a cross-country journey in order to attend Peeps Fest, an annual brand celebration in Pennsylvania.
I believe that's a real thing.
It is. David Goldblum is writing the film as well as producing alongside Wonder Street. Bethlehem, PA-based candy company Just Born, Inc. produces 2 billion Peeps treats annually and has a large and rapidly growing line of adorable Peeps-themed consumer products and merchandise. Peep chicks and bunnies have been ingrained in American pop culture for nearly 7 decades due to their instantly recognizable shapes and fan-favorite marshmallow taste, making them the perfect characters to bring to life on the big screen. Says Keith Domanowski. I should have brought some Peeps in and we could have done like our own little animation.
We could have.
Yeah. Director of Marketing and Consumer Engagement at Just Born. That's what he said, Keith Domanowski. He said they would make perfect characters to bring them to life on the big screen.
Totally, but you're going to feel a lot more guilty about, you know, nipping their heads off.
Yeah, it's true. We hope the new Peeps film spreads sweetness to families across the country and provides inspiration for fans to express their Peepsonality in new ways.
I think we're going to be getting back to some Peepsonality later. So.
Oh, boy. We'll return. We'll get back to that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, last week we talked, our feature story up front of Random Walk was about the farmers markets. And
it most certainly was.
And we said we would come back with an update of a larger list because we only featured one or maybe two farmers markets. And we wanted to bring a list. And then we wanted to answer a question about carrot tops. So we will get to that right now.
All right.
Hunter and Land Trust Farmers Market, located at DeVore Farm in Flemington, right here on the Route 12 Circle, runs Sundays from April through November from 11 to 1. So it's a short window. It is Sunday afternoons, April through November.
I believe, is it this weekend or next weekend it starts up? So
very, very soon. Stengel Factory is it this weekend or is it? We said it last week.
We did say it last week.
Wait a minute.
You're going to look it up.
I think I'm going to look it up.
All right.
Last week's script?
I think that is last week's script.
Yes, everything for the farmer's market. Okay, did we do that?
It should be on the very end. It's not at the end of the story. It's actually in the calendar.
Oh, that's right. I think you're
right. It should be at the top of the calendar.
Hold on, we're getting there. Let's see.
All these organized people like you.
I know. That was the Hunter County Chamber Commerce events.
Yeah.
Leeds Exchange, nope. You know what? It's not in here.
Uh-oh. Well,
I don't see it here. Gift cards? No. Library? Are you sure it wasn't in the...
It totally was, but it's okay.
Now, this is bothering me.
I know. I had very clear recollection. I think something about the 18th seems to spring to mind.
Which would be
let me take a look.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you just look it up on the internet? So it'd be like fumbling
it's
around.
It's the 18th.
Okay, so this weekend.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
That answers that question. That's still last week's script.
Yeah, you don't want to start reading that.
Okay.
So we mentioned Land Trust.
Stengel Factory. I was up to the Stengel Factory.
You were.
Okay. So again, the Hunter and Land Trust Farmers Market, located at the DeVore Farm in Flemington, over on the Route 12 Circle, runs Sundays from April through November, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that starts this Sunday.
That's right.
Stengel Factory, every Saturday is market day in Flemington from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., indoor year-round farmers market featuring over 30 artisanal vendors. Enjoy the factory's unique atmosphere as you browse the offerings, which include locally sourced vegetables, grass-fed meats, artisan breads and cheeses, pasteurized eggs, specialty prepared foods, and desserts. The market also has a fine selection of crafts, including handmade baskets, turned wood soaps and bath products, and hand-spun yarn. The Stockton Farm Market, located on Bridge Street in Stockton, down by the river, runs Wednesday through Sunday starting at 8 a.m. and closes at 3 p.m. on Wednesday and Thursday, and 9 p.m. on Friday. 9 a.m. on Friday and Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday. Let me read that again. Starting at 8 p.m. and closes at 3 on Wednesday and Thursday, 9 on Friday and Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday.
Okay.
I think I got that right. Clinton Community's Farmers Market, located at 1 New Street and runs on Sundays. You're going to have to mark this on your calendar and wait a little longer because it starts in May and runs through October from 9 to 1.
That's right.
And you'll have to wait on Highbridge as well because they don't start till June. But Highbridge Market Street on Main Street in Highbridge is a midweek market featuring local markets and growers. They're excited to give Highbridge and surrounding community members locally sourced goods from some great people. Open Wednesdays, June through October, and located at 45 Main Street in Highbridge. It runs June through October in the evenings. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
And just to give you a quick update.
Yeah, we did have a question about this last week, and
it was about carrot tops and are they edible? And we were kind of confused because it didn't sound right to us. But yes, carrot tops are edible. Victoria did some research. And according to several sources in The Guardian, while bitter greens add depth of flavor and complexity, they also aid digestion. There has been little research on the health benefits of carrot tops, but they are rich in nutrients containing around 6 times more vitamin C than the root, as well as lots of potassium, calcium, and phytonutrients.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Yum, yum. Eat up.
Yep.
I'm still a little skeptical, though.
Yeah, I figured The Guardian, because there's a whole bunch of blogs came up when I researched that, and I'm like, do I trust these blogs? Do I?
Not really.
And then I looked at The Guardian, and I'm like, well, that's a reliable source.
It
so.
Is.
Yeah, so I think we're going to talk about some spring cleaning. Well, we're going to do a mocktail. Why don't I do my mocktail now, and then take a break, and we'll do some spring cleaning?
And do some spring cleaning.
Okay. Well, today, I, as I was sleeping through my selection of mocktails that I could tell you about, I found one that sounded like a place I might like to go. So this is the Montego Bay.
Ooh.
It starts out with 2 ounces of orange juice, 2 ounces of sour mix, a splash of grenadine, and club soda to fill your glass. So you're going to take... and shake your ingredients. So you're going to shake your orange juice and your sour mix and your grenadine and shaker. And then you're going to pour that into a tall glass, probably like a Collins. But you can use probably a pint glass if you have to. You can pour that on in there. And you're going to put in some cubed ice, not crushed ice in this case. Although I don't know if it would make a big difference for this one. Just means that crushed ice melts a little quicker.
Right, so you get more watery more quickly.
Yeah. It's already a mocktail. So pour that over your cubed ice and then fill it up with club soda. And you can garnish with a flag of fresh fruit. And sour mix is something that you can typically find in your beverage retailer. But I'm going to also give you a quick recipe for sour mix so you can make it at home. This one actually has an egg white. But if you want this to last a while in your fridge, I would recommend skipping the egg white and just go straight to the 2 cups of water. 1 cup of sugar, and 2 cups of fresh lemon juice. So you add your water and sugar and freshly squeezed lime juice. You would just dissolve all that together until the sugar. So you just kind of stir it until the sugar is dissolved. And you can funnel into a bottle and keep refrigerated. Will last with the egg white, it says it will last 5 days. So it lasts a little bit longer if you don't do
that. So it's just one egg white?
It just says one egg white.
And then just should we tell people that eating raw eggs could what?
Is not real good for you. Right. So they could have germs in them. So you might want to, especially if you are like me and like organic fresh eggs, and, you know, I take it to the extreme because I have 8 little birds running around squawking to make sure my eggs are the freshest. So it is a little hard to avoid the potential for bad things. So you could also use dried egg whites as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that's usually pretty pasteurized and safe. If you like that frothy look. If you don't really need the frothy look, I would actually just kind of make almost like a simple syrup. I would actually heat the water and the sugar together, get them to boiling, them cool down, and then add my lemon juice, and then put it in a bottle in the fridge, and then enjoy it all the time. And so that goes into the Montego Bay. So once again, the Montego Bay, 2 ounces of orange juice, 2 ounces of sour mix, 1 splash of grenadine, shake it all up, pour it into your Collins glass with cubed ice, and then top it up with soda, with club soda or seltzer, whichever way. It will be very enjoyable.
Awesome.
Yes, so that was this week's mocktail. Let's take another quick break, and we'll be back with more after this.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, we're back here on Random Walk on Hunterdon Chamber Podcast Radio.
We're up to the next segment of our show today, and it's springtime. Spring is upon us, and it's time to take a look at our closets, maybe look at our clothes, maybe look at our cupboards, and spring clean.
That's right.
So we're going to go through some spring cleaning tips right now.
All right.
Oh, you want me
to... which one of us is starting?
I don't think we made that determination. I think I'll start.
Okay.
All right. Donate, consign. Anything you want to donate or consign goes into these boxes. This is box category, so we're talking about...
Oh, you skipped over the whole intro?
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It said spring cleaning. It's underneath the carrot tops.
Where did the carrot tops go?
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Yes, it's spring once again. A good time to open up the windows and let the fresh air in. Okay. Which also leads to freshening your home and your life. The Spruce offers a 30-day spring cleaning checklist, and we're going to share a few of those tips. We'll go through everything, and we're not going to call off the days or anything like that.
No.
But, many people avoid spring cleaning simply because they don't know where to begin. Do you avoid spring cleaning, Vic, or do you participate?
I need to do every season cleaning, so I'm just like in a constant state of spring cleaning, yes.
That's actually probably, maybe you should write a book about that.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
365 days of mold remediation with Victoria.
Right, there you go. Or just plain cleaning. Many people avoid spring cleaning simply because they don't know where to begin, but the process of decluttering and then cleaning a space is actually pretty easy. Each task is quick. The tough part is getting started. Parting with things. I get, separation anxiety, so I don't know.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. So before you get started, you need to prepare some boxes, and here's what you will need. Go ahead, Vic.
Box one, box category one, donate or consign. Anything you want to donate or consign goes into these boxes. If the items won't fit into a box, for example, a couch, then keep a running list of them. So you could probably even keep like a little post-it note stuck to the side of your box, perhaps, and say, it's time for that couch to go. Or that old lawnmower with the bent wheel. Oops. Category two, repair. While you're decluttering and cleaning, you will come across items that need to be mended or repaired. Place these items in a box until you're ready to get them fixed. Don't let repairs sidetrack you until you are done cleaning.
The only trouble with that is they always stay in the box. I never seem to get to them.
Yeah, I have a very large mending pile myself.
I've got, like, broken jewelry that needs help.
Yeah, more of those?
Oh, yeah, I got stuff.
I think I still have some stuff left over from the last time.
Yeah.
Box three, the put-away box.
Mm.
Say you're cleaning out a drawer in your kitchen, you find a misplaced pair of earrings in it. Don't stop decluttering that drawer. Go to put your earrings in their proper place. Instead, add them temporarily to a put-away box. Once you're done with the drawer, take the box, that box, and return everything to its rightful storage place.
So is the intent that you may get distracted by putting your earrings away and you won't finish your...
Exactly. You might go and see, oh no, my jewelry box needs to be reorganized. Now I'm doing that instead of cleaning my kitchen.
And before you know it, you're down a rabbit hole?
Quite possibly. I would say, though, just to be clear, I would go at the end of the day and put those things away. Not, I wouldn't leave it till the end of the month, is meant to be 30 days. I wouldn't let the earrings sit in the box for 30 days. I would take them upstairs with me maybe that night.
I would put them away right away, because otherwise they wouldn't get there.
Yeah, otherwise I'd have a very a box that's, you know, overflowing with things that need to go someplace else, so... I'd just do it at the end of the day.
Wow.
It's also helpful... Oh, am I still there?
Finish the page.
It's also helpful to keep a pen and paper or a digital list nearby during your spring cleaning process. Yeah, you could use your phone. On it, you can keep a running list of projects that pop up while you clean that you want to get to eventually, such as organizing old photos.
I got that to do.
Yeah. Once you're done with your spring cleaning, you can make a plan to tackle those projects.
I'm very overwhelmed right now because I had my guest room repainted at the beginning of the year.
Yes.
And in the guest room had been almost a catch-all room for a good 5 years. And I had a lot of things like pictures and mementos in there. And I had already boxed up and put them in boxes to categorize them.
That's right.
I did, but I haven't finished. I was going to categorize them, curate them, and edit them, and then put them in chronological order and box them up, put them away. But I didn't get to that spot yet, and I wanted my guest room to look like a guest room so people could I could use it.
Right.
So now all those boxes are stacked up in the finished part of my basement, waiting for me to get to that project. So that'll be fun when I finally do.
That's right. So you didn't want to get sidetracked from having your room painted and finally having it be finished.
Right.
So now it's waiting in the basement.
So now things got relocated, but I can't have them relocated. They're permanent. So I got to figure out the time to finish that project. So I still think it's going to be a while.
Right.
Take a broom to the corners of the ceiling to catch any cobwebs in your kitchen. Did I miss something?
Yeah, it's dust. It should be at the top of that page. Day one dust.
Day one dust. This all has.
Yes, right. Dust. Right. And
dust.
This is the procedure by which they mean dusting.
Oh, all right. I'm going to tell you now how to dust.
You were unawares, and there could be some young people out there who, you know.
Never dusted before?
Quite frankly, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Take a broom to the corners of the ceiling to catch any cobwebs in your kitchen, living room, bedrooms, and bathrooms. Then sweep or vacuum the floors.
Okay.
Yeah, or can we say you can use a...
Yes, one of those magnetic cloths.
Yes, that's good. Magnetic cloth.
Or grippy cloths.
Yes. Dust the undersides of every chair and table in your home and then vacuum and mop the floors around them. This is like traditional, I think, of a spring cleaning. Blowing down the room. Every mirror in your home, including the ones in the bathrooms, bedrooms, and entryway, clean them.
Yep.
Dust your books and the knickknacks on your bookshelves.
Yeah, I recommend ammonia, or you can use a really good glass cleaner with a lot of ammonia
on your
glass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Though people do say vinegar's pretty good, too.
I just got exhausted just reading that list, thinking about the things that I have to dust.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
I do dust on a regular basis, but this is like your deep dusting.
Yes.
I would say also, if you can, move your couch and get all the dust bunnies behind it.
That's right.
Either vacuum them up or...
I'm less of a duster and more of a vacuumer. I like to take that little vacuum stick that, you know, now that the vacuums come with the hose attached to them, it's not a separate...
Right.
Entity, just take that, you know, that hand tool set, put on the hand tool setting and really, you know, go after the sides of the windows or the windowsills, the tops of the furniture that way.
All right.
This one must be for me.
Yes.
Take inventory of your clothing. Uh-oh. I have a large inventory.
I'm going to throw everything out of my current closet out. I want all my, it's like, that was another century, another decade out.
Yep, there you go.
I want new clothes.
If the weather has changed, switch out your seasonal clothing. Wash your winter gloves, hats, and scarves, and pack them up for next year. Take your winter coats to the dry cleaners if necessary. I throw them in a bag of home dry cleaner. That's the way I do it. Sort your underbed storage boxes. Add any applicable items to your donate or mend boxes.
Lots to donate.
Yep.
Some things to mend.
Yep. Also, it's good to... Clothing can be good to sell, too, the internet. Remove odd socks from your sock drawer and either toss them or use them as cleaning rags.
I also check for holes.
That's a good time to do it. Yeah, or you can just leave them out for house elves that you want to free.
That's true.
Go through your dresser and pull out items of clothing you haven't worn in a year and have no plans to wear again. Put them in your donation box. There you go.
Well, clean out that medicine cabinet.
That's right.
Throw away expired medicines. Use the local disposal box. I do go through on a regular basis to see what's past this expiry date, whether it's over the counter or a prescription drug. If it is a prescription drug, there are ways to, you know, take it to the local donation box.
Sure.
If you throw it away in the trash, you take it out of the bottles and you put it in coffee grinds and you dispose of it that way. Organize your emergency supplies. Make sure you're stocked on first aid necessities, like bandages and gauze and tape, things like that.
Yeah. You know, you don't realize you're out of Band-Aids until you go to get one and there isn't one there.
And you're usually in very much of a need of one when you go for a Band-Aid. So.
That's right.
Declutter your linen closet. Pull out the old towels and sheets you no longer use and put them in your donation box. Or if you have towels that are looking a little worse for wear and it's time to get rid of those, you can either rag them out for your own personal use, like, for example, polish your vehicle with them.
Mm-hmm.
When you're waxing your vehicle, if you do that yourself, and or donate them to an animal shelter, because dogs and cats, sometimes they take in the extra towels.
That's right. That's very useful for the pets in the animal shelter. Well, let's clean our small appliances. That's always a rough one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Clean your appliances, including their plugs, tops, bottoms, sides, and any accessories that came with them. Of course, you should probably inspect their plugs and make sure they're in good working order. You know, you don't want frayed plugs out there, possibly causing a fire hazard. Deep clean your coffee maker, following the manufacturer's instructions, or I like to just use vinegar. Thoroughly clean utensils such as can openers that might not get washed on a regular basis, and replace your old kitchen sponges and rubber gloves.
Clean your car.
Oh, it's about time.
Use a vacuum to clean the inside of your car. Declutter while you go. Don't neglect cleaning the floor mats. Then wipe down interior surfaces with a cleaning solution and rag. Wash the outside of your car. Or bring it to a car wash. Or you know what? Just have somebody else detail it.
But yeah. Can you give a small business owner a job?
Don't forget that if you have leather, though, you should use a leather cleaner and conditioner on your seats.
That's right. Be careful when you use the glass cleaner on the windshield. Mm-hmm. I like to lay down a towel on top of the dashboard and possibly the seats. If you got leather seating surfaces, you definitely don't want that stuff getting on there. It can really age it. So I do that when I'm doing my spray trigger thing. And this says day 6, and I just want to know if you can do a car in a day, if you can wash a car in a day, congratulations, come over to my house.
Well, it depends on what's in your car normally. Like, if it's full of stuff, it's going to take you a lot longer, you know.
You're describing my car. Thank you. It's always full of stuff.
I actually go and do, like, a regular cleaning on my car because I'm that way. And like I take the magnetic dusty cloth
to
the dashboard and I wipe down my touchscreen and I vacuum dust and vacuum my car every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So in addition to a full on cleaning
where you detail it out,
right.
And you know, we get out the buffer and put the high shine on it.
Yeah, I waxed it. The car, the outside of the car. I don't do the interior and the exterior on the same day. That's, like, too much.
I just can't do that either.
Yeah, that would not happen. But I hate waxing cars. There's two things I hate doing in the world the most. Two chores. That's ironing clothes and waxing cars. So I did wax my car back in November. I'm really thinking about a detailer this year.
Do you have one of those motorized buffers like I have?
I do, but I don't typically use it. I do all hand.
See, yeah. I find that so useful. I cannot, my hands will not take to rubbing a car with a piece of terry cloth. So at this point, I have to use the buffer. And the buffer does come in handy if you've got those scratches and scrapes on your car, like you have, you know, an old Camry that doesn't have a backup camera. you get a lot of rub marks on it. What you can do is you can actually take the WD-40, you know, that type of stuff.
Right.
And you can spray it on there and then use the buffer to take it out. And that should take the nasties off. Yeah.
Take the nasties right off.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it's my turn, isn't it?
Yes. And somehow Day 7 got in the... Why did you break from cleaning your appliances to clean your car and then come back and clean your fridge and cabinets?
I took out some of the part where they explain, but they want to keep you moving through your house so you don't get bored or stuck on something.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I wouldn't go from my car then into my cabinet.
It's now. I'm like, wait,
I'm going to go back to my fridge and cabinets? Deep clean your fridge and cabinets. Thoroughly clean your fridge and freezer by removing all shelves, racks, and storage containers and washing them in your bathtub, if that's possible. Sometimes the racks are actually fastened in these days. Toss any old food. Wash your ice cube trays. I like to wash them with white vinegar to get the nasty smell out of them.
Right.
Wipe down the sides of the fridge and freezer, then put everything back in. If you're afraid of food spoiling, use a cooler to keep the food cold while you work. Take everything out of your cabinets. Clean all the surfaces before replacing the items. Check the cabinets for any unexpired food that you don't plan to eat that can be donated. And throw out expired questionable food.
Questionable food.
I have a lot of questionable food in my life.
Questionable food in my crisper right now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Well, I guess you got to move on. It's day 8, and you got to move on to your bathroom.
Oh, no.
Declutter and clean your bathroom storage. Take out everything and clean the back, sides, and bottoms of cabinets and drawers. Dispose of any expired bathroom cleaning products. Replace any old, worn toothbrushes. I think I got to do that, to be honest.
Yeah, that's when I have to remind myself. And, you know, I take that old, worn toothbrush and I throw it in the toolbox because there's always something that's going to need to be cleaned with it.
Exactly. Wash or replace your shower curtain liner if you have one.
Yeah, I like soaking it in white vinegar as well. You can do a lot with that.
All right. Did you want to move on to linens, or do you want to clean your electronics?
Well, I guess I'll talk about linens.
Okay.
Wash your household linens. Wash your couch covers, your pillowcases, other linens around the house. Launder the drapes in your living room, dining room, and bedroom. If you can't wash them on site, bring them to the dry cleaners. Wash your ironing board cover. Wash your tea towels and kitchen towels. Toss small rugs, bathroom mats, and bath robes in the wash because they tend to get neglected from time to time.
All right, here's something I really don't do but probably should do more of.
This seems like something you should do more often than once a year.
Oh, definitely. Clean your electronics. Clean your remote controls. Clean your phones and tablets. Now, I do clean my phone pretty regularly. Dust the screens of televisions and computers. I usually dust my television when I'm dusting. And clean your keyboards. Yeah, they can get pretty
They can get
nasty.
Really grungy.
And then sort through your old CDs and VHS tapes for items to donate, like maybe all of them.
Yeah, at this point, VHS tapes, if you have a VHS, well, I actually do have one. It's sitting in my studio.
Yeah, I still have one, too.
Yeah.
But, and I do have VHS tapes in my basement that is now
full of things.
My basement's ready to
eat. Well, then you need day 11 here.
Definitely.
Remove junk! Remove it. Organize your junk drawer to make sure all items in it have a purpose. That defeats the purpose of a junk drawer, but...
Yeah, really.
Tend your place. There are items that have a purpose, but don't have a purpose. It's kind of a weird dichotomy. Tend to your plants. Remove dead leaves. Toss out old cut flowers, etc. Get rid of worn pet toys. Oh, my dog would be very upset if I did that.
Wow, you could... now we're back to the kitchen again.
Yep, now you can get back into your kitchen.
Day 12, they want you to clean your oven, deep clean your oven following manufacturer's instructions. Clean your cooktop and ventilation hood.
That's right. Uh-oh, this is something the clean ladies don't like, but we can talk about it here. Clean your windows. Move your window screens and vacuum them using the handle attachment on your vacuum cleaner. Yeah, I like it actually a soft brush to rub all the stuff
off.
Yeah,
I usually use a soft brush. Sometimes I take them into my shower and actually wash the screens with my shower head. Like I have one of those... You know, not the stationary ones. I have ones on a...
Yeah, you have the little handle one.
Yeah,
the handle.
And that's what I do.
Yeah, then soak them in soapy water before rinsing. Okay. Use dish soap diluted in water and a microfiber cloth to wipe down your windows. Then spray on vinegar diluted in water and wipe the windows with a clean towel to dry them. Dust your window sills and frames and touch up any chipped paint around the sills.
Okay. Uh-oh, here's something I need to do on day 14. Toss old papers, magazines, and newspapers. Recycle old magazines, newspapers, and packing materials. Organize old paper or plastic shopping bags that are lying around in one location so you can reuse them. Share sensitive, shred sensitive documents you don't need anymore. Hey, Shred Day in Hunterdon County.
Oh, do you know what that is?
Yes, it's. I think it's not this weekend. It's next weekend.
Ah, so if you have, like, this is a good time to purge your file cabinets.
Yes, please start by doing that because where is it? It's not on here. It should be here. Because
I actually have a day 31 on here that I came up with.
I believe it's from 9 to noon or something like that over at the main branch of the Hunterdon County Library on the 24th. So not this Saturday. I believe it's next Saturday.
So it will be this month. So
yeah.
Normally it's time to be right after tax time. So people will purge the files around that time. Yeah. Of course, tax time a little bit longer this year. I'm going to go.
Yeah. So,
wow.
Yeah. I'll double check that, but go on.
Yeah, so you can shred sensitive documents you don't need anymore, and you can scan important papers and shred the originals if they don't need to be saved, which we had a discussion about that.
We did.
Yeah. I'll also go on to makeup here.
Go ahead.
For those of us who wear makeup, and obviously not me, because you can see me on Facebook right now, wash your makeup and hair brushes. Deep clean your makeup brushes and hair brushes. Toss any liquid makeup over 3 months old and any powdered makeup from over a year old. And they don't really go into it, but you can get like little wash mitts now that are kind of cool. They're usually found in the drugstore, the department store where the makeup is. And you can use just a little bit of your hair soap, you know, your hair shampoo. And you just do a little bit of that, just a tiny touch of that. And the mitt and some water, and just give it a rub a dub dub, and then rinse it really well, shake them out, and then put them someplace warm and sunny to dry. And that should make them nice and clean. And if you have like a plastic hairbrush, I guess you could stick that in your dishwasher. That'll make it awesome.
Okay, yes, I am correct on Shred Day. So 2021 Shred Days are, and you can mark your calendar as follows. April 24th, so that's Saturday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
Right.
June 5th, April 18th, and October 23rd. And again, that's it's for Hunterdon County residences only, no businesses, and it's at the Route 12 County Complex. And they don't have the hours listed here, but I do believe it's something like 9 to noon or 9 to 1. So something like that.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I think you can just toss them right in the box, and they'll toss it right into the shred truck. So there you go.
I'm preparing now.
Yeah.
All right. So where were we?
It looks like day 16 there.
Oh, clean out your plumbing?
Apparently.
Oh. All right. Well, clean every drain in your home using this method. Pour boiling hot water down the drain, add baking soda, and then add vinegar. Then cover the drain with a plug for a few minutes. Follow another pouring of boiling water. Schedule a plumber for any leaky or otherwise damaged faucets you can't fix yourself.
Oops. Oops. Yeah, I know you're working on that one.
I got a faucet I'm going to work on, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Day 17, switch out seasonal decor.
Mm.
Remove any winter decorations still hanging around, including throw pillows, candle holders, throw blankets, and vases. Switch scented candles, hand soaps, etc. from winter scents to fresh spring ones.
Mm.
If you have a fireplace, thoroughly clean it and remove the dirt and debris from winter use.
Vacuum your furniture on day 18. Move the couch and heavy chairs and clean and vacuum underneath them.
All
right. Unless you were like me and when you were doing your walls, you went ahead and did that anyway.
Yep, yep, yep.
Use the handheld attachment to vacuum the couch and the chairs themselves.
Yeah, I have a dog, so that happens when we're just vacuuming.
Much more frequently.
Mm-hmm, much more frequently. And I like to take the covers off the couch cushions and throw them in the washing machine. Clean your garage! Yeah, I've been trying this for years. It's still not working for me. Declutter your garage and throw out any unneeded items you haven't touched since last spring. You mean like your fire extinguisher? All right, well, do take this with a grain of salt, folks. Don't throw out your fire extinguisher, but do get it recharged, which is not on this list, oddly, and inspected. But if you've got some stuff that's cluttering up your garage, consider having a garage sale or getting rid of it. Wash your gardening gloves and rinse off and wipe off the shoes you wear to do yard work. Sweep your porch, patio, or front steps.
I do that often, actually.
Yeah, a lot more than once a year.
I do it more like once a week or every other week.
Yeah.
Well, clean out your office items. Go through your desk drawers and toss broken items such as dead pens. I tossed a dead pen today.
Ooh.
Collect and keep office items such as paper clips all in one place in your home. Take a stash of your coins to a coin machine or the bank.
All right. They repair broken or damaged clothing. Either mend any damaged clothing yourself or take it to a tailor. Take any shoes or boots that need repairs to a cobbler. There you go. Day 24.
I'm on day 24?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I skipped ahead.
I know you did. Organize hobby supplies and other collections. Organize your hobby supplies. This can include crafting supplies, board games, or sporting equipment. Polish silver, jewelry, silverware, and any other items that may have become tarnished.
That's right. And I like
polish using that family silver, Victoria.
That's right. That's why I like to use the tin foil and salt and hot water method.
There you go. It works really well.
It's exceptional. Dust and vacuum some more. That's right. Dust your blinds and then vacuum the floor around them. Dust around your stairs and then vacuum them. Wipe down your baseboards and other molding where dust tends to collect, then vacuum the floor near them. There you go.
Wow. Wash your bed linens or wash the walls.
It does say wash the walls if they have marks or stains.
Or touch it up any chipped or discolored paint. And then wash your bed linens, including any mattress covers, duvet covers, pillows, liners, throw blankets, and throw pillows. If you have a guest room and bed that hasn't been used in a while, strip the bed down to the mattress and wash all the linens. I did that before I put my guest room back together again.
Right, and I like to actually put some baking soda on it and vacuum it, too.
There you go.
Just to freshen it up. We're getting towards the end here. Sell or donate unwanted items. Did you keep a list of items to sell? Now is the day to take your items to the consignment store to photograph them to sell online. Bring donations to a local charity, or you can also free cycle, which is a great way to do that.
You could do that. And then finally, you can just throw it away. Take a trip to the dump and get rid of any large items that are beyond repair. Check your local regulations for how to get rid of other unwanted items, such as old paint.
Mm-hmm.
Wash your garbage cans and recycling bins. Either do this outside of your bathroom, scrubbing your tub afterwards.
And I actually threw on a day 31 just for me. It's gather up hazardous waste and electronic waste, and check out the county website for collection days for both.
And check out the county website, because there are hazardous waste day and electronic waste days. We just had a bunch of them this spring.
That's
but
right.
I do believe they're coming later in the year. So if you go and take a look on the Hunterdon County website, you will find those days there. And if you're a county resident, you can find out what the restrictions are or instructions are, if any, and then remove your hazardous waste.
Awesome.
Well, Victoria, we're up to the calendar.
Already? Wow.
So, did you want to start?
You're
the Leeds expert.
I am. Well, I do host this particular meeting, this particular Leeds Exchange. As mentioned last week, virtual Leeds Exchange Central will be held on Wednesday, April 21st. We'll feature business strategist Vicki Lynn Morgan. So happy to have her. She'll be speaking on new client icebreakers. Says here, according to Vicki, it's a fact. Pre-planned sales calls lead to better outcomes. You'll discover how the simple techniques in this program will help you warm up the sales calls virtually or in person. Whether you are meeting a new prospect or an established client, this program will help you deliver powerful and effective sales presentations. You'll have the competitive edge you need to achieve your goals. To register, you can check out the chamber calendar at hunterdonchamber.org. And the Hunterdon Chamber is also proud to announce this year's virtual Women's Leadership Summit, set for Friday, April 23rd at 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. The Women's Leadership Summit, which is presented by Michelle Hyatt and Associates in Clinton, is a professional development day that welcomes all members of the business community, including men. This year's theme is resiliency. On the agenda, Nicole Piazza of The Clean Plate in Clinton, which is a restaurant that has turned, I think, slightly into a catering service.
Almost like a subscription service, a weekly subscription service for
meals. And she's always been about preparing the whole meals, so that's going to be very interesting. And Megan McDowell of Heartworks. Registration is, of course, located at hunterdonchamber.org. There's like a little pull down along the top for chamber things and calendars. You'll find the chamber calendar. It's pretty easy to navigate to it there.
An outdoor rummage sale will be held on Thursday, April 15th through Saturday, April 17th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Thursday and on Thursday and Friday until noon, and on Saturday at the...
And until noon on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So they end early on Saturday.
Oh, okay. So it's Thursday, April 15th through Saturday, April 17th from 9 to 2 on Thursday and Friday, and then until noon on Saturday at the Pattonburg United Methodist Church, located at 587 Main Street in Pattonburg, which is located in Union Township. For more information, their number is 908-730-6720.
All right. From the Hunterdon County Library, meditation to relieve stress with Umesh Bahita will be presented virtually on Wednesday, April 21st at 6:30 p.m. When uncertainty surrounds us, there is a way to discover peace and stability within us through meditation. By focusing your attention within, you can tap into an abundant source of peace and calm that can enhance clarity of thought, relieve stress, and improve physical, mental, and emotional health. Learn a simple method of meditation that you can use anytime, anywhere. There will also be time to practice this tested technique. And you can actually visit the Hunterdon County Library website, hclibrary.us, or you can go to this bit.ly. So it's http://bit.ly/meditatehcl.
And with that, we have come to the end of our show.
We have indeed. So
once again, this is Random Walk. I'm Roz Davis.
And I'm Victoria Davis.
Join us next week. Thanks, That's everyone.
Right. Good night, everyone.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is being asked to reassign the case of Dante Wright to the state attorney general's office. Wright was shot and killed by police during a traffic stop just outside of Minneapolis on Sunday. The Twin Cities remain on edge, and 40 people were arrested Monday night for riots and looting that took place. There is no curfew on Tuesday night. As far as what he thinks will happen tonight, James Craig is the Detroit police chief. He tells Fox News,
I haven't watched what transpired all of last year. Sadly, I don't think so. I think there's still going to be some violence. I think there's going to still be looting.
The Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine won't be given at CVS Health for now. Their decision to stop using the vaccine is based on the FDA's recommendation after six women developed the rare blood clotting disorder. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.